a tremendous joy and delight to be with you today.
On suur rõõm olla koos teiega täna hommikul.
I thank God for the privilege of worshiping the risen Christ with you.
Ja hea meel on austada ülestõusnud Issandat koos teiega.
We've been greatly blessed just to be in your midst today.
Oleme kogenud õnnistust selle kaudu, et oleme saanud olla koos teiega.
To sing songs of praise to our Lord.
Laulda kiituslaule Issandale.
Hear a good word from the Lord.
Ja kuulda Issanda sõna juba.
And thank our brother for ministering God's word.
Ja tänan venda, kes on juba jaganud meiega.
Keep preaching the word of God.
Jaga ikka Jumala sõna.
It's my first trip to Estonia.
See on mul esimene kord olla Eestis.
I've prayed for this country for several years.
Olen palvetanud selle riigi pärast juba aastaid.
And watched with great interest what God has done, especially through the radio ministry.
Ja olnud kaasas oma südames selles töös, mida eriti pereraadio siin Tartus teeb.
I'm here for just a few days with some friends to observe the work and to help in any way that we can.
Ja koos mõne sõbraga oleme siin, et kaasa aidata sellele tööle ja ka ise praktiliselt käed külge panna nii, nagu me saame.
I live in the United States in the state of Oregon.
Elan Ameerika Ühendriikides Oregoni osariigis.
Where I pastor a church with my son.
Ja koos oma pojaga olen koguduse pastoriks.
But part of my time is devoted to traveling around the world working with pastors.
Osa minu teenimistööst on ka rändamine ringi mööda maad ja teiste pastorite konsulteerimine.
And I thank God for what he's doing in the world today.
Ja ma tänan Jumalat selle eest, mida ta teeb maailmas täna.
It's harvest time. God is bringing people to himself.
On lõikus aeg. Jumal kutsub inimese enda juurde.
I have that sense that we may be at the end of the age.
Mul on selline tunne, et me võime olla aegade lõpul.
And I know what really matters.
Ja see tähendab väga palju.
It's the people come to know Jesus in a personal way.
Inimesed tulevad ja õpivad tundma Jeesust isiklikult.
And that they live their lives for his glory.
Ja elavad tema austuseks.
There's a wonderful picture that I want to call your attention to today.
Üks võrratu pilt Biiblis on, millele me tahan tähelepanu juhtida täna.
If you have your Bibles, would you turn with us to Hebrews chapter 12?
Kui sul on Biiblia kaasas, avame selle Heebrea 12. Peatüki kohalt.
Paul uses many metaphors to describe the Christian life.
Paulus kasutab mitmeid metafoore, et kirjeldada kristliku elu.
The Apostle Paul particularly liked athletic metaphors.
Eriti Paulusele meeldivad sportlikud metafoorid.
And one of the ways he pictures a Christian life is as if it's a race.
Ja üks pilte, mida Paulus kasutab, on, et kristlik elu on kui võidujooks.
The picture is this, when you come to know Jesus in a personal way, he puts you in the race.
Ja selle pildi sisu on, kui sa õpid tundma Kristust oma päästjana, siis ta paneb sind võidujooksma.
And your race ends when you die or when Jesus comes.
Ja see võidujooks lõpeb siis, kui sa sured või kui Kristus tuleb tagasi.
And we don't know when either of those things might be.
Ja me ei tea, millal üks neist sündmustest juhtub.
But we know that our earthly lives are going to come to an end.
Aga me teame, et meie maine elu lõpeb kord.
And we're going to break the tape.
Ja
the tape at the finish line.
Ja me jookseme läbi finish lindi.
And Jesus is going to be standing at the finish line.
Ja seal teispool seda finishi joont seisab Jeesus käed avale.
Ready to welcome us home.
Ootab, et me jookseksime koju.
And I know that you, as I do, want to hear those words.
Ja ma tean, et nii teie kui mina soovime kuulda neid sõnu.
Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord.
Sa hea ja ustav sulane, sa oled hästi teinud, tule Issanda rõõmusse.
But like any contest, you need to follow the rules.
Aga nagu igas võistluses tuleb reegleid järgida.
Hebrews 12 tells us how to win in life's race.
Heebrea 12. Peatükk räägib, kuidas võita elu jooksu.
And I think it's very important that we understand what he says here for to live successfully.
Ja on oluline mõista, mida ta siin ütleb selleks, et elada.
So what I'd like to do is look at these two verses in Hebrews 12.
Vaatame kahte esimest salmi selles peatükis.
And learn from them what's involved in winning life's race.
Ja õppida siit, mida tähendab joosta elu jooksu.
Paul pictures us in a stadium.
Paulus paneb meid staadionile.
He says we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
Ja ütleb, et meid vaatab tohutu pilv tunnistajaid.
That's the saints that have gone before us and are now with them in heaven.
Need on pühad, kes on juba enne meid läinud ja on juba taevas.
And they're saying we finished our race, now you're running yours and finish it successfully.
Nemad ütlevad, me oleme juba jooksu lõpetanud, jookse sina nüüd ustavalt.
And they're a great motivation to us.
Ja see on suur motivatsioon ja julgustus meile.
And we can learn a great deal from them about how to run the race.
Ja nendest me võime õppida, kuidas joosta võidu jooksul.
But he said, now it's your turn.
Aga nad ütlevad, nüüd on sinu kord.
And he said, as you enter into the stadium surrounded by all of the saints,
ja nüüd, kui sa astud sellele staadionile, seal on tohutu hulk pealtvaatajaid pühasid.
You need to make the right preparations in order that you can run successfully.
Tuleb teha õiged head ettevalmistused, et joosta hästi.
And in verse 1 he says there are two essential things we must do.
Esimeses salmis ütleb autor, et kahte asja tuleb
põhjus. He said we must throw off everything that hinders us.
Tuleb panna maha kõik, mis meid koormab.
And that's where many Christians get in trouble.
Ja sellega on paljudel kristlastel probleeme.
They don't do that.
Nad ei tee seda.
And therefore they accumulate many things that hold them back.
Ja sellepärast toovad nad kaasa palju asju, mis neid koormavad ja takistavad.
But it's just where to evaluate our lives and determine what is hindering us from running successfully.
Piibel aga ütleb, et tuleb vaadata, mis meid takistab edukalt jooksmast.
It's different for each of us.
Meie iga ühe jaoks on see erinev.
And it can be things that are not wrong in and of themselves.
Need võivad olla asjad, mis iseenesest ei ole pahad.
But they don't help us in our Christian life.
Aga nad ei aita ka meid meie kristlikus töös.
They hinder us.
Hoiavad meid tagasi.
And I like for myself and for others to constantly evaluate our lives.
Ja soov on, et me pidevalt vaataksime ja jälgiksime oma elu.
As we come to the Lord's table today, the Bible says we're to examine ourselves.
Kui me tuleme ka issanda laua juurde, täna Piibel ütleb, et me katsuksime ennast läbi.
And it's not only to deal with the sin in our life, but it's to deal with hindrances in our life.
Küsimus ei ole mitte ainult pattudes meie elus, vaid ka sellest, mis meid takistab.
I have people come to me sometime as a pastor and ask this question.
Mõnikord inimesed tulevad minu juurde, küsivad mult pastorina.
They'll name a certain activity and they'll say, is it wrong for me as a Christian to do that?
Nimetavad mingisugust tegevust ja küsivad, et kas mul kristlasena on vale seda teha.
Say, I don't find anything in the Bible that prohibits it.
Ja nad ütlevad, ma ei leia Piiblist midagi, mis seda keelaks.
And I ask them a question.
Ja ma küsin nende käest küsimuse.
I say, is it a weight or is it a wing?
Ma küsin, kas see on koorem või on need tiivad.
Does it hold you back or does it speed you on?
Kas see hoiab sind tagasi või innustab sind teele?
Because the principle is that life is short.
Põhimõte on selles, elu on lühike.
And the race is difficult.
Võidu jooks on raske.
And you don't want to carry any extra baggage with you.
Ja ei ole tarvis liigset koormat kaasas kanda.
So evaluate your life.
Nii et vaadake oma elu üle.
The second thing that he says in this verse is this.
Teine asi, mida ütleb siin selles salmis.
He said, not only throw off everything that hinder us, but then he says, and the sin that so easily entangles us.
Mitte ainult pange maha kõik koorma, vaid ka patt, mis hõlpsasti takerdab meid.
He makes a distinction between weights and sin.
Ta eristab siin koormaid ja pattu.
And he even makes sin very specific here. He's not talking about sin in general.
Ja see patt, see sõna siin on midagi väga spetsiifilist, aga konkreetselt.
He said, the sin that easily entangles us.
Ta ütleb, see patt, see, mis meid takistab.
It's a picture of a runner again that's ready to go, and he would not run with a long flowing robe that would wrap itself around his feet.
Me võiksime kujutada ette sportlast, kes tahaks hakata jooksma, aga tal on pikk köis sabas, mis teda tema jalgades
takerdab. He said, for sure he needs to take that robe off so it won't entangle himself and he'll trip up.
Loomulikult tuleb see kõis enne ära võtta, et see ei takerduks kogu aeg su jalgades.
What's the sin that trips up most Christians?
Pange tähele pattu. Mis asi on see patt, mis kõikidel kristlastel
on? It would be interesting if we had the time to hear your response to that question.
Oleks meil aega, kuulaks teie vastuseid sellest.
Paul says there's one sin, the sin that entangles us.
Paulus ütleb, on üks patt, mis meid takistab.
When you read the context, especially of chapters 10, 11, and 12, it's this.
Kui me loeme siit teiste tagantpoolt peatükke, siis meil tuleb välja selline vastus.
It's the sin of unbelief.
See on uskmatuse patt.
The only sin that Jesus ever rebuked his disciples for was the sin of unbelief.
Ainus patt, mille pärast Jeesus kunagi üldse oma jüngreid noomis, oli uskmatuse patt.
Sin of unbelief is not believing what God says he will do.
Uskmatuse patt tähendab, et me ei usu seda, mida Jumal on öelnud, et ta teeb.
Faith is basically taking God at his word.
Usk tähendab usaldada Jumalat nii, nagu tema sõnas kirjas on.
Many times we read it and we hear it, but we don't believe it.
Palju asju me kuuleme ja loeme, aga me ei usu seda.
And that grieves the heart of God.
Ja see kurvastab Jumala südant.
And he says, that's what's going to trip you up.
Ja ta ütleb, see rebib teid kõrvale.
That's what's going to keep you from running this race successfully.
See hoiab, et te, hoiab teid eemal edukast võidujooksust.
You must come to me and to my word and take it at face value.
Tulge minu sõna juurde ja võtke nii, nagu see kirjas on.
You must pray, God, I believe, help thou my unbelief.
Te peaksite palutama, issand, ma usun, aita mu uskmatust.
And rid our lives of that kind of unbelief.
Ja vabasta mu elu sellisest uskmatusest.
That keeps us from possessing and entering into all that God has for us.
Mis takistab meid võtmast vastu seda, mida Jumal on meile pakkuda.
So even as I begin this race, I need to evaluate again.
Isegi võidujooksu alguses tuleb mul see üle vaadata.
And I say, I need to prepare myself for this race because I want to run it successfully.
Ja selleks võidujooks tuleb valmistuda hästi, sest me tahame seda ju edukalt jooksa.
And I ask the Holy Spirit, what is it in my life that's hindering me from running effectively?
Ja ma küsin Jumal näitama püha vaimu kaudu, mis on see minu elus, mis mind takistab võidujooksmast.
Where is the sin of unbelief in my life?
Kus on minu elus uskmatuse pattu?
What area of my life am I not taking your word seriously?
Kus on see, kus ma sinu sõna ei võta tõsiselt?
And I need to deal with that.
Ja mul tuleb sellega tegeleda.
And then the second thing that I need to do.
Ja nüüd teine, mida, millega meil tuleb tegeleda.
Is I need to, as I understand this race, is I need to assume the right mindset.
Meil tuleb võtta õige meelsus.
There are three things that he says we must have in our mind now as we run the race.
Paulus ütleb, et meil on kolm asja, mida me peame, milline me meelsus peab olema.
He says we must run it with perseverance.
Meil tuleb joosta püsivusega.
That word it reoccurs many times in the epistle to the Hebrews.
See sõna kordub palju kordi heebra kirjas.
The Christian life is not a 100-meter dash.
Kristlik elu ei ole mitte 100 meetri kiirjooks.
It's a marathon.
Vaid maraton.
And many people start the Christian life and they're excited and start the race and gonna run for Jesus, but they don't go very far until they stumble.
Paljud alustavad suure hooga ja hakkavad jooksma Jeesuse võidujooksu, aga nad ei jõua kuigi kaugele enne, kui nad komistavad.
But I think the mindset is this, I will, regardless of the obstacles and difficulties, I'll persevere to the end.
Aga püsivus tähendab seda, et hoolimata takistustest ja viperustest ma lähen lõpuni.
And I concentrate on that goal.
Ma pean silmas sihti.
And by God's grace, I'll reach it.
Ja Jumala armust ma ka jõuan sinna.
And I'm not going to let obstacles discourage me.
Ja ma ei lase takistustele ennast häirida.
And I'm not going to get my eyes on other people in situations.
Ma ei vaata teistele inimestele või olukordadele.
I'm going to persevere.
Vaid ma püsin sellel jooksul.
And I've observed many Christians around the world in my years.
Ma olen oma eluaastate jooksul paljusid kristlasid näinud.
And I've seen many of them start well, but not finish well at all.
Ja ma olen näinud, kuidas paljud on alustanud hästi, aga lõppule kuigi ilus olnud.
Sometimes I'll ask, well, what happened to so-and-so? They were so excited about the Christian life.
Ja ma küsin, mis juhtus sellele inimesele? Nad olid nii vaimustunud.
So didn't you hear? They've walked off from the faith.
Ja mulle vastatakse, kas sa pole kuulnud? Nad on usust ära langenud.
They didn't persevere.
Nad ei jäänud püsima.
That is the mindset.
See on see meelsus.
Two verses in Hebrews, there are many I could show you, but chapter 10, verse 36.
Peatükk 10, salm 36. Ütleb, teil läheb vaja kannatlikkust, et te Jumala tahtmist täites saaksite kätte tõotuse.
Chapter 11, verse 27.
Ja 11.27 ütleb, usus ta jättis maha Egiptuse kartmata kuninga raevusest, otse kui nähes nähtamatut püsis ta vaprana.
Those two verses underscore the importance of that mindset of perseverance.
Need kaks salmi rõhutavad vaprust, püsivust, kannatlikkust.
I would encourage you sometime just to do a Bible study on perseverance.
Ja ma kutsuks teid üles uurige mõnikord piiblit kannatlikkuse seisukohalt.
The second mindset that we must have is this.
Teine osa meie meelsusest püsivuse kõrval on selline.
He said, let us run with perseverance, the race marked out for us.
Jookskem püsivusega meile määratud võidujooksu.
I believe that God in his sovereignty has marked out a race for each of us.
Ma usun, et Jumal oma suveräänsuses on meile igal ühele oma raja andnud.
And I can't run your race and you can't run my race.
Mina ei saa joosta teie jooksu ja sina ei saa joosta minu jooksu.
But God has gifted you and shaped you in a certain way to run your race.
Aga Jumal on annud sulle oma annid ja oma oskused, et sa võiksid oma jooksu joosta.
And he said, I've marked it out for you.
Ja ta ütleb, ma olen sinu jaoks selle määranud.
I have sovereignly placed you in history at this time for this race.
Ma olen ajaloos pannud su just siia kohta sellesse jooksu.
I have a plan and a purpose for your life.
Sinu elu jaoks on mul eesmärk.
From eternity past I have ordained certain good works for you and you alone to do.
Igavestest aegadest olen ma mõelnud su peale ja nendele töödele, mis sinu jaoks on.
This is how I have equipped you for your race.
Ja need on need asjad, mis ma olen sinu võidu jooksu jaoks sulle andnud.
And you need to use the resources that I have given you and to stay in your lane and run your race.
Kasuta neid oskusi ja ande, mis sulle on antud, et püsida oma rajal joosta oma jooksu.
And I find people trying, no, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that, they want to run somebody else's race.
Ja ma aegad kuulen inimesi, kes kaebavad, et ma tahaksin teha seda või ma tahaksin õppida veel seda, aga nad tahavad kellegi teise jooksu joosta.
Or they don't like the race that God gave them to run and they say that I'm going to wait until something easier and better comes along and maybe I'll run that race.
Või neile ei meeldi see rada, mille peale Jumal nad pannud on ja ütlevad, et ma ootan äkki Jumal annab mulle parema raja.
But God said, I've marked it out for you.
Aga Jumal ütleb, ma olen sulle määranud selle raja.
And then the last thing that he talks about in terms of mindset is this.
Ja meelsuse poolest ta räägib kolmandaks.
He said, let us run.
Ta ütleb, jookske.
Run.
Jookske.
Don't just be carried along and the Christian life is not just a stroll with Jesus.
Ärge lihtsalt arvake, et te saate lasta ennast kaasa viia või niimoodi lonkida kaasa.
There's a certain determination about it.
Usu elu ka käib kaasas teatud otsuse kindlus.
There's a certain sense of urgency.
Pakilisus.
He said, get with it and go for it.
Minge ei hakata jooksma seda.
But the most important thing, I believe, in running this race to win is this.
Aga kõige tähtsam selles võidujooksus on, ma arvan, järgmine.
It's found in verse 2.
See on teise salmi alguses.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
Vaadakem üles Jeesusele.
Maintain the right focus.
Hoida õige tähelepanu keskpunkt.
It literally means to look away to Jesus.
See sõna tähendab see, vaadake eemale Jeesuse peale.
There are many things which will automatically catch your eyes and he said, I need to deliberately look away from them and look to Jesus.
Paljud asjad meie elus tõmbavad meie tähelepanu kõrvale, aga autor ütleb siin, pöörake teadlikult oma tähelepanu neilt ära Jeesus.
If I had to summarize a Christian life in three words, I would say this.
Kui ma peaksin kolme sõnaga kokku võtma kristliku elu, siis ma teeks seda nõnda.
Looking unto Jesus.
Vaadakem Jeesuse peale.
That's it.
Nii ongi.
You look to Jesus for salvation.
Me vaatame Jeesus selle pääste jaoks.
Jesus and Jesus alone can save.
Ainult Jeesus saab päästa.
You look to Jesus for significance. He's the only one that can really give it to you.
Sa vaatad Jeesuse peale, et saada elule tähendust.
You look to Jesus for satisfaction. Nothing else can give you that deep satisfaction.
Vaatame nii Jeesusele võib anda rahulduse su ellu.
You look to Jesus for spiritual success.
Ka vaimuliku kasvu jaoks me vaatame Jeesusele.
You look away from everything else.
Kõikidest muudest asjadest eemale vaatame.
Look away from your failures.
Vaata isegi oma eksimustest ja ebaõnnestumistest.
Look away from your weaknesses.
Oma nõrkustest pöörab
ikka. Look away from other people.
Teistest inimestest.
Look away from yourself.
Iseendast.
Look away from human applause.
Vaata eemale inimseadustest.
Look away from human blame.
Inimsüüst.
That's the greatest challenge that I know of in the Christian life is to constantly be looking away and looking unto Jesus.
Suurim ülesanne, mis meil kristlikus elus üldse on vaadata ja hoida pilk kogu aeg Jeesusest.
It's so easy to get our eyes diverted from Jesus.
Nii lihtsalt läheb meie pilk kõrvale.
We can get our eyes on the disturbing developments around us.
Me märkame järsku häirivaid asju enda ümber.
There's so much bad news out there.
Nii palju halbu uudiseid tuleb.
And I can get focused on that and get my eyes off Jesus and lose my joy.
Ja ma võin nendele jääda vaatama ning kaotada oma rõõmu.
And I constantly need to be coming back and looking unto Jesus.
Ikka jälle tuleb tagasi tulla ja vaadata Jeesusele.
And it's the written word that leads us to the living word.
Ja see kirjutatud sõna viib meid elava sõna juurde.
That's why we constantly need to see Jesus in this book.
Sellepärast tuleb meil kogu aeg näha Jeesust siin raamatus.
You see, if you don't do that, what's going to happen is you're never going to finish the race successfully.
Ja kui me seda ei tee, siis juhtub see, et me ei lõpeta seda võidujooksu.
Why? Because there are so many other distractions.
Ja seda sellepärast, et nii paljud asjad viivad meid kõrvale.
You ever seen anybody running a race? They keep their eye on that goal.
Kui te olete näinud, vaadanud, kuidas keegi jookseb võidujooksu, ta hoiab oma pilgu sihtmärgi peal.
If they're running the race, in the middle of the race, they're looking up in the stands to see who's applauding them, they'll lose their concentration.
Kui nad poole jooksu pealt vaatavad kõrvale staadioni rahva peale, kes neile aplodeerivad, siis nad kaotavad.
If they're looking how the people behind them are doing, then they're going to lose their concentration.
Ja kui nad vaatavad selja taha, mida teised jooksjad teevad, siis nad kaotavad ka eesmärgi.
If they look down and look at themselves and look at their shoes, they'll lose their concentration.
Ja kui nad hakkavad imetlema oma tosse, siis nad ka kaotavad tähelepanu.
Keep their eye on the goal.
Hoida eesmärk
siin. And for us as Christians, the great challenge is to keep fixing your eyes on Jesus.
Meie põhi selline väljakutse on hoida oma sihtmärk Jeesusel.
I see many Christians today that are very discouraged.
Ma kohtan ikka jälle kristlasi, kes on rivist välja löödud.
You want to be discouraged? Let me tell you how.
Ja kui sa tahad olla ka selline just häiritud kristlane.
Look at yourself.
Vaata ennast.
And you get discouraged.
Vaata enda peale ja sa lähed rivist välja.
And if you really want to be disappointed, I'll tell you what to do.
Ja kui sa tahad tõesti elus pettuda, ma ütlen, mida teha.
Look at other Christians.
Vaata teiste kristlaste peale.
Yeah, I will. And we do that all the time. Either we get so introspective that we just get overwhelmed with our own sin and failure and we get very discouraged and give up.
Ja me teeme seda kogu aeg. Me vaatame oma ebaõnnestumisi ja oma pattu ja me lööme käega.
We say, I'm never going to make it.
Ja ütleme, ma ei suuda seda iialgi.
And I remember this lesson came very strongly to me as a new believer.
Värske kristlasena ma sain väga tugeva õppetunni.
When I was 19 years old, I met Jesus Christ in a personal way.
19-aastaselt sain ma päästetud isiklikult.
I had had a very rough and difficult life before that.
Enne seda oli mul üsna mitmekesine ja karm elu.
But 2 weeks after I became a Christian, I found myself in Bible school.
Aga 2 nädalat pärast usule tulekut leidsin ma ennast piiblikoolist.
And I didn't know a thing about the Bible.
Ma ei teanud mitte midagi piiblist.
I didn't know John 3:16.
Isegi Johannese 3:16 ei teadnud.
I didn't know any Bible stories.
Ei teanud ühtegi piiblilugu.
And I had never studied well in school, so I wasn't a very good student.
Ja koolis ei meeldinud mulle õppimine ka varem, nii et ma ei olnud hea õpilane.
And I didn't know a single person at this Bible school.
Ja selles piiblikoolis ei tundnud ma mitte üht inimest.
And I remember I was so afraid that I was going to do something wrong that they would kick me out.
Ja ma mäletan, ma kartsin hirmsasti, et ma teen midagi valesti ja mind visatakse välja.
I thought I'm going to swear or get in a fight or do something and I'll be out of here.
Ma kartsin, et ma võib-olla kogemata vannun või hakkan kaklema kellegagi ja ma viskavad mu välja.
In fact, they weren't even going to let me in the school. I had to beg them to let me in.
Nad ei tahtnud mind kooli vastu võtta, ma pidin neid paluma mitu korda.
They let me in on probation.
Nad võtsid mind proovi ajale.
And I said, how am I going to do this thing?
Ja ma mõtlesin, kuidas ma hakkama saan.
And I remember finding a man that was a little older than I was, who was a student at the Bible school.
Ja ma sain kokku ühe mehega, kes õppis selles piiblikoolis, oli natuke minust vanem.
And I watched his life.
Ma vaatasin tema elu.
And I was very impressed with him.
Ja mulle see väga meeldis.
He was always sharing his faith in Christ with other people.
Ta kogu aeg jagas oma usku teiste inimestega.
I could look into his room from my room and many times I've seen kneeling down by the bed with his Bible open.
Ma oma toa aknast nägin tema tuppa ja mitu korda ma nägin, kuidas ta põlvitas ja luges piiblit ja palvetas.
And in the morning he would be the first one in the line to go into the cafeteria to eat breakfast.
Ja hommikul oli tema alati esimene hommiku kohviku sabas.
And he would be standing there memorizing scripture.
Ja ta ootas seal ja õppis piiblisalmi pähe.
And I said, I know how I can live the Christian life.
Ja ma ütlesin, ma tean, kuidas ma suudan Kristust järgida.
I can do whatever Bill Bishop does.
Ja ma ütlesin, ma suudan ka seda teha, mida see Bill Bishop suudab.
So I bought a Bible the same size and same color as his.
Nii et ma ostin piibli, mis oli sama suur ja sama värvi nagu tema oma.
I said, that's got to do it for me.
Ja ma ütlesin, et see mind aitab.
And I was always the second one in line for breakfast in the morning with mina, my memory cards.
Mina olen hommiku kohvi sabas teine oma piibli õppisalmidega.
And I quit playing sports because on Saturday night we would go downtown and we would pass out tracts and preach.
Ja laupäeva õhtuti me käisime ja jagasime kutseid koosolekutele.
And I began to try to dress like Bill Bishop.
Ja ma hakkasin ka sellised riided kandma nagu tema.
And I modeled my life after him.
Ja kogu ma elu sai nagu tema eeskuju järgi seatud.
But the day came when Bill Bishop fell in the race.
Aga siis tuli päev, kus see Bill Bishop langes.
And he fell very badly.
Ja kukkus väga kõvasti.
And I can remember how that devastated me.
Ja see oli häving minu usuelule.
I was ready to quit college. I said, I can't make it.
Ma olin valmis kooli poolel jätma. Ütlema, ma ei suuda enam.
I said, Bill Bishop can't live the Christian life. How can I?
Ma ütlesin endale, kui Bill Bishop ei suuda elada kristliku elu, kuidas mina suudan.
It was one of the lowest moments of my Christian life.
See oli minu kristliku elu kõige madalamaid punkte.
But I learned a very powerful lesson.
Aga ma sain väga tugeva õppetunni.
It's helped me all of the subsequent years.
Ja see on mind aidanud kõik järgnevad aastad.
And that is to glance at others, but to gaze at Jesus.
Ja see on see heita pilk teistele, aga jälgida Kristust.
Because people will disappoint you every time.
Sest inimestest te pettute kogu aeg.
You watch anyone long enough and you'll see weaknesses.
Kui te kedagi piisavalt kaua vaatate, te näete tema nõrkusi.
But the more you look at Jesus,
aga mida rohkem ja kauem te vaatate Jeesust,
the more encouraged and strengthened you become.
Seda rohkem jõudu ja tugevust te saad.
And Jesus will never fail.
Ja Jeesus ei komista aga kukku.
But Satan will go to any lengths to help you keep your eyes off Jesus.
Aga Saatan teeb kõik võimaliku, et saada sinu pilk Jeesuse pealt ära.
He'll want you to look at other people.
Ta tahab, et sa vaataksid teistele inimestele.
He'll want you to look at what happened yesterday.
Et sa vaataksid, mis eile juhtus.
Your mistakes and failures.
Sinu vead ja eksimused.
He'll want you to look at all the problems and the issues you got to face tomorrow and fill you with anxiety.
Ta tahab, et sa vaataksid kõikidele muredele ja koormatele, mis sind homme ees ootaksid ja murekoormale nõrkeksid.
And as a believer, you must say, no, I'll glance at those things, but I'll gaze at Jesus.
Aga usklikuna pead sa ütlema, jah, ma heidan pilgu nendele, aga ma jälgin Kristust.
You see, we turn that around and that's where we get into trouble.
Meie teeme vastupidi ja sealt tulevadki.
We usually gaze at our problems and gaze at our situation and just glance at Jesus.
Me sageli jälgime oma probleeme, aga heidame ainult põgusa pilgu Kristusele.
But he doesn't want us to do that.
Aga ta ei taha, et me seda teeksime.
Because the more you gaze at Jesus, the smaller your problems become.
Sest mida rohkem sa vaatad Jeesusele, seda väiksemaks su probleemid jäävad.
The more you gaze at your problems, the bigger they become.
Mida rohkem sa oma probleeme jälgid, seda suuremaks nad saavad.
It's a constant choice.
See on pidev teadlik valik.
And I know you want to finish and hear him say, well done.
Ja ma tean, et te tahate lõpetada ja kuulda sõnu hästi tehtud.
That's the goal of our journey.
See on meie eesmärk.
But the goal of our journey is to see Jesus, right?
Aga eesmärk on näha ju Jeesust.
But he's also the companion on the way as we go to meet him.
Aga tema on ka meie kaaslane, kui me jookseme finishi.
He travels with us.
Ta rändab koos meiega.
He empowers us.
Ta annab meile jõu.
As we stay in that right relationship with him.
Kui me hoiame õiget suhet temaga.
Are there any sins you need to set aside today?
Kas on mingit pattu, mille sa pead täna kõrvale jätma?
What about hindrances? What's keeping you from running the race God marked out for you?
Või koormaid? Mis takistab sind jooksmast ja koondumast sellele võidu jooksule?
What a wonderful time to deal with them as we come to the Lord's table.
Milline õige aeg sellele mõelda, kui me tuleme Issanda laua juurde.
Just let those drop off this morning.
Las need kõik pudenevad ära sinu elust.
And tell the Lord again, you're in this race to win.
Ja ütle, et Issand, ma olen taas sellel võidu jooksul, et võita.
And by his grace you'll persevere and fulfill his plan and purpose for your life.
Ja tema armust me jääme püsima, et täita tema eesmärki ja sihti oma elus.
And then make that fresh commitment to constantly be looking away and looking unto Jesus.
Tee see teadlik pühendumine, pöörata ära pilk muudelt asjadelt ja keskenduda Jeesusele.
And this life is short.
See elu on lühike.
And we'll have all eternity to celebrate our victories.
Ja kogu igavik on meil selleks, et oma võitu tähistada.
We only have a few short hours in which to win the victory.
Meil on mõned tunnid ainult.
Let's live for the glory and honor of the risen Christ.
Ja seal me näeme ülestõusnud Issanda au ja hiilgust.
God bless you and God use you greatly for his glory.
Jumal õnnistagu teid ja kasutagu teid oma auks.
Thank you for the privilege of sharing his truth with you this morning.
Aitäh, et me võisime koos jagada seda Jumala sõna tõde täna.
Amen.
Would you lead us in prayer?
Yes.
Tõuseme ühisele lõpupalvele.
Thank you. Good job. Our Father and our God, we come to you again this morning with grateful hearts.
Meie taevan isa, me tuleme tänulike südamega sinu ette täna hommikul.
We thank you, Father, that you have drawn us to yourself.
Täname, et sa oled kutsunud meid enda juurde.
That you've allowed us that awesome privilege of being your sons and daughters.
Annud meile selle võrratu eesõiguse olla sinu pojad ja tütred.
You've given us that additional privilege of being your servants.
Ja annud meile ka veel eri õiguse olla sinu teenistuses.
God, we want to serve you well.
Jesus, me tahame sind hästi teenida.
And I do pray that you would take your word that we have shared today and use it in all of our lives.
Me palume, et sa võtaksid selle sõna, mida me täna oleme jaganud ja kasutaksid seda meie elus.
And Father, forgive us for the many times that we have not taken your word seriously.
Anna meile andeks kõik need korrad, kui me ei ole võtnud sinu sõna tõsiselt.
Help us to be men and women of faith.
Luba meil olla usu inimesed.
Men and women that believe you.
Inimesed, kes sind usuvad.
And live our lives in light of that.
Ja elavad selle järgi.
I pray for your blessing upon this congregation.
Ma palun sinu õnnistus selle koguduse üle.
That you would protect them and make them a mighty force for you in this country.
Kaitse neid ja tee neid vägevaks jõuks oma riigis, oma rahva seas.
Father, I do pray for the pastor that you would give him unusual wisdom and strength and grace.
Ja me palume pastori pärast, et sa annaksid talle oma väge ja tarkust.
We commit this congregation and ourselves to you.
Me usaldame koguduse ja ise endid sinu kätte.
In the strong and victorious name of Christ the Lord.
Jeesuse Kristuse tugevas ja võidukas nimes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.